This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
That's an interesting one. Because that implies to me, whenever a team is playing with house money, the thing that usually pops into my head is the Cinderella in the NCAA tournament that wins its first round game. And the whole program just had this defining moment, like maybe the biggest victory in school history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, crap, now that we did that, we could go out and play
horribly.
Kansas the next game and lose by 30. Who's going to care?
This is all anyone's going to remember is that we pulled it off.
Yeah.
Like UMBC beating Virginia 16-1. We're good now. House money the rest of the way. You're the Pittsburgh Steelers, for God's sake.
That blew me away, man.
It also implies by subtly, in my opinion, that like, not that there's a belief in that room that they weren't supposed to be here, but that there is an acknowledgement of the outside noise and the perception. He kind of says that straight away. We've got MVP winners. We've got Heisman Trophy winners. We've got our old quarterback.
Yeah, you have an MVP winner too, though. That's the thing.
No, well, he's our aging quarterback. I think playing with house money sort of implies they even might have, in their deepest depths, not thought they would get to this point.
Nobody picked us to win the division. Now that we shocked the world and did it, anything we do from here on out is house money,
you think,
man.
That's Tomlin Jedi mind trick stuff by Hayward? Like, hey, we'll tell ourselves this so we play free and loose, but he has to know in reality. He's been here longer than anybody other than Mike. He has to know what kind of pressure the coach is under.
I kind of think that that's Hayward's own personal, unique take on it. He got asked another question. He got asked about Freiermuth saying, you know, we won this game for Coach Tomlin. That's how Pat felt.
Yeah.
And I think Hayward said something like, I won this game for me. Like, I want to be selfish this time of year. Like, I got to get some big wins. All of my friends like Brett Kiesel and Aaron Smith have things that I don't have. They're called rings.
Mm-hmm.
I want that for me. You know, like I think,
and if I get it for me, then we get it for Coach T. Wonderful. But I want it for me.
Yeah, and that'll definitely get me in the Hall of Fame. The house money thing, that was not, like, they did not end their playoff win drought last night, but at least for right now, if somebody were to bring up, well, Tomlin has gone 8 years without winning a playoff game,
mm-hmm.
I would want to say back in a way of defending him and the team, well, they did win a winner-go-home game against the Ravens in week 18. It's almost like the whole thing with the Pirates where they haven't won a playoff series since 1979. True. But they did beat the Reds in a wild card game that people still talk about almost 15 years later now. Like, it was one of the greatest.
Yeah, but that was branded like a playoff game. This would be more
But it was still kind of a play-in game, Chris.
This would be more like beating a team in game 163 for your division.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that's not branded as a playoff game. That's branded as regular season baseball. They don't put the bunting out, all that
crap. I know, but in the minds of fans, it's pretty much a playoff game. The winner advances and the loser goes home.
Yeah, this was branded by the overwhelming cross-section of football and pro wrestling fans as a classic loser leaves town match, which it was. They got like two-thirds of a playoff win in the sense that, like, yes, yeah, their season's ending. It's not technically a playoff win. It didn't have the NFL playoffs thing painted on the field.
So was the win so good that everything they do from here on out is
no
gravy, so to speak, what Hayward is saying.
No, I do think if they beat Houston, then you're in gravy mode at that point. Then you have passed into the gravy section of your schedule. Because if you could probably squint and find some people that thought they were going to win this game yesterday for a variety of reasons. Either they thought Jackson wasn't healthy or the Steelers, you know, just Mike Tomlin voodoo, I think is what most people refer to it as. They're only 3.5-point underdogs against Houston. They are certainly not the biggest, like, proverbial sitting duck in the first round. That's I think the Panthers, right? Mm-hmm. I think everybody assumes that.
But even like they already beat the team that they're playing.
Yeah, but yes, that was a little fluky, in my opinion. You do have a pretty high percentage of people who I think, even with the spread being somewhat minimal, think that the Texans are going to beat their asses. Just like beat them up, physically dispatch them, and send them packing. Mm-hmm. They are seen as a fraud playoff team because they don't... Honestly, if the Ravens had gotten in, they would be seen as a more live kind of animal because they have Jackson, and I think that comes with a certain cachet in most football circles. The Steelers are like seen as this shambling zombie of a team that somehow found its way in here again, and a lot of people are like, yeah, just kick them out. They don't let them be in here any longer than they have to be.
Yeah, but I don't know what that really has to do with the fact that if they... Maybe that would add to Cam's point that if everyone thinks they're bad, then yes, just making the playoffs is actually successful season.
I think with them as the reputation as probably the 13th out of 14 playoff teams and the weakest in the AFC, if you then win a game and get to the final eight, then you have done something that that's like turns the rest of your season or postseason into house money. One, you've done something you haven't done in how many years? It'll be 10 years on the calendar or whatever. No, 9 years on the calendar. Since
so
you last
one more win
game
turns it into house money.
Yeah, because at that point, you're in the divisional playoffs. You're playing a team that's either a number one seed maybe, or depending on how the chips fall, you know, number two seed, has a lot of wins, 13, 14 wins.
But I feel like if you don't put some credence in what Hayward said, you are reducing this game to not meaning really that much, and you are still holding them to a standard where this victory last night really, other than giving people like a temporary jolt, didn't really, in the grand scheme of things, do that much for them.
Was the game so entertaining and such an unreal football dopamine hit that it undoes many of the narratives that we have clung to as talk show hosts, that our fans have clung to as callers and listeners about them? Like broad-based narratives. Win a playoff game, Mike. Win a playoff game. No one cares about the tough talk. Win a playoff game. That game last night was basically like the football equivalent of, like I said, like a dopamine hit from a drug.
All right, but if you said
if it ends on Monday night next week.
Okay.
It falls pretty flat,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, but you just said it's two-thirds of a playoff win, right?
That's how I'm, like, folksy characterization by me.
All right, let's say they lose to Houston by 2 points. So they lose 26-24 instead of win 26-24.
Good teams win, but great teams cover.
Does a close loss plus beating Baltimore add up?
Not really. Not for me. Like the moral victory stuff, I really can't get behind. They're only a 3.5.
Chris, but they haven't even come close to a moral victory in the playoffs under Tomlin.
I understand that, but they're not playing like the Rams. They're not a double digit dog here.
No, but they're playing
the same level of underdog they were coming into this game.
Yeah, but they're playing the vaunted team that nobody wants to play. They're playing everyone's dark horse to get to the Super Bowl.
Would you have said if they had lost to the Ravens, who are the exact same favorite in terms of spread as the Texans are right now at 3.5?
Uh huh.
If they had lost the game, 27-26, close loss, would you say...
No. No, because at that point they'd be 9-8, which is worse than last year, and their season is over.
Yeah, for me, the goalposts have not moved for me, and it's still win a playoff game. Like, last night was a thrill ride. I am going to be excited to, like, tell Lennox and Ace someday, assuming that they get really into football someday, like, oh, yeah, you know, let's watch this game. Let's put this on YouTube, like Uncle Pony.
Even if they lose to Houston by 30 points?
Yeah, the game has value in and of itself for me just as a standalone bit. But now you got to turn the page. Like, that's where Mike likes to say things in kind of his usual cliched speak. But him saying, like, we didn't just try to win this game to win this game. We have designs on more. I agree with that. Win the next game. Beat D'Amico Ryans. Most people think their defense is not just better, but a lot better than yours. And most people think that their quarterback, despite not having the reputation your guy does, is probably the better player.
Donnie, do you agree with Cam Hayward that they've reached the house money portion of their season?
No, I don't. I mean, for as great as Cam was,
I'm surprised
night, I'm
he said that.
On that.
I'm surprised he said that.
I mean, if you have a team like this and you make a run to like the AFC Championship game, then yeah. I mean, if they want to make comments about house money, thinking we have an old man quarterback, we have guys like me who are 36 leading the defense.
Isn't house money a team that maybe won like 3 or 4 games last year that makes its way into the playoffs, and you feel like
the Panthers,
ahead,
I think, are
like
in house
ahead
money
of schedule?
Mode.
Yeah, you know, Donnie's like, right. The Panthers have a losing record. They backed into the playoffs in just spectacular fashion, like hilarious fashion,
yep,
after being really bad last year. They are, and they're playing a team that they beat already, but that no one expects them to beat. That is a house money team. The Carolina 8-9 Carolina Panthers, who look completely overmatched on paper, beat the Rams. They will have, like, cashed in a large amount of house money or acquired a large amount of house money. I just think the Steelers have the weight of expectations and the weight of local frustration on them. Also, here's another thing to consider. Just one more thought here on this.
Yep.
Cam is talking about this like they ran down the Ravens at the end of the season, I think, a little bit. Like, what a comeback we staged in season. He's talking about it like they're the 1-5 team. Caught the Ravens and passed them.
Yeah,
you held them off.
I think
your car broke down on the highway.
I think he's putting too much stock in preseason predictions.
Well, yeah,
you guys had us behind Cincinnati and Baltimore before the season started. They have those two guys. We have Aaron Rodgers, creaky, breaking down Aaron Rodgers, and we are the last team standing.
After they beat the Browns in Week 6, they are 4-1 at that point. The NFL standings on that day would have had them, what, 3 games clear, I believe, of Baltimore? Burrow's down with an injury, so like you start to look
Baltimore
around.
Baltimore went to 1-5, and the Steelers were 4-1.
Right, the Rams had just beaten the Ravens 17-3 that game.
The Steelers were on a bye week because of Dublin. They were 4-1, and the Ravens were
1-5. So they were 3.5 games clear of them, and no one took the Bengals seriously because they had already lost Burrow for a prolonged period of time. Cam is saying house money like the roles were flipped here. Like the Steelers were the 1-5 team that chased down the Ravens and then actually passed them on the last day. Or it's like, here, Pony, here's a movie you'll watch soon with Stella. The movie Cars.
Seen it.
Okay, so you know what Lightning McQueen does in the first one. He arrogantly like blows a huge lead by having all of his tires explode and has to stick his tongue out at the last second to force a 3-way tie. That's kind of how I feel about this.
I think there's some like college thinking into this too. Cam went to Ohio State. It was ingrained in him to want to beat Michigan, and seasons for both programs are defined by that.
Yes.
They swept the Ravens to win the division. And he also, having been around the Steelers for so long, has Tomlin in his ear for almost 20 years telling him, Ravens week is different. We're going to write everything down with a purple marker. I'm going to tell you about all the old war stories of this rivalry and the great gladiators that played in it. And I just think he might put more stock in knocking them out to win the division than even fans do. Like, I think I downplayed before the game on Friday, even with both teams limping into this game, how much pleasure Steelers fans still get from beating Baltimore and how much it still upsets them when they lose to Baltimore.
Did you feel that same delight watching it unfold?
I did, but I told you I would. I said to you,
once you get in game mode, it's
yeah.
Different.
I said to you, I was going to be good either way. If they played the game and won, I was going to be delighted because then we'd have a division championship and a playoff game to look forward to. And if they lost, I would have been fine because it would have meant maybe heads were going to roll and change was coming, and the Steelers were going to have to make some hard decisions on things.
To be very clear, like when it got to that back and forth, insane fourth quarter, at no point were you like, "I'm now invested in a win." So when each team is scoring touchdowns, you're like, this is fine either way. This is good. Baltimore scores. Hey, change is coming. Steelers score. Look at that. Baltimore scores. Change is back on
honestly,
the menu.
Honestly, what like made me feel.
Imagine this, Donnie. He's just sitting here serenely watching these touchdowns, loving it.
The second I the play or the moment that made me switch from I'm like riding the fence, I'm Switzerland and all this, or ambivalent to, all right, I think the Steelers can win the game, and I'm hoping it happens, is when Boswell made that 57-yard field goal. Because instead, it honestly should have been like 17-0 at that point. One play we have not talked about all day, Linderbaum's hold
on Jackson's scramble
was one of the biggest plays I thought of the entire game.
There's a couple. There were a bunch in this game that were like that, where they were little plays. Warren getting down to the two when the Steelers eventually punched it in on like a second down pass where
they should have
sideways.
Gone up 17-3 after that.
Game could have gotten away from the Steelers badly and it didn't. And that play was probably the reason why. I also thought Collinsworth got that one wrong. I thought that was a very necessary hold by Linderbaum because I think Herbig was going to get Jackson. He said it didn't need to happen, Mike.
Yeah, he did say that.
I think that Herbig was absolutely going to get
him. Because he was still like looking at Lamar Jackson as vintage Lamar, is a great runner.
Lamar's legs
running
were just
past
not
people.
Good. Lamar's legs were not really good.
Here is Damon on the fan. Hello, Damon.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
We're good, man.
What's up?
Hey, just wanted to throw out a couple things. I've always been an Aaron Rodgers guy. I like him. I really do. And when he came here to Pittsburgh, there was a lot of people that dismissed him. Oh, he's going to cause trouble.
Yep.
But I'll be honest with you. Last night was the first time this year that the whole team got an identity. Because we had an offensive line we had questions about. We had all these new defensive guys. DK Metcalf just got here. I mean, there was a lot of things in that mix. And I just think I'm like you, Pony, that I have a lot of confidence in the team now. And I think they're going to do well going forward. I really do. Monday's going to be it's going to answer a lot of questions. I really do. But I heard Chris make an analogy of pro wrestling. How cool would it be for Rodgers to hoist a Lombardi and say, like Kurt Angle, I did it with a broken freaking arm.
Thanks, Damon.
Donnie liked
Hold
that last
hand.
One.
Big, yes.
Big pop from Donnie on that last one. I still think, like, as fun as that game was, and now they're in the playoffs, and now they actually get a chance to prove it on the field, like, the thought of them winning the Super Bowl is so unbelievably, even getting close to
I think Starkey started back down that path again today.
What is he doing, man?
He was in here telling me off the air that he thinks the Steelers are going to shut out the Texans.
Well, here's your two buddies, Nick Wright and Danny Parkins. Believe Steelers have a shot in wide open AFC? Question mark.
Here is Cordell on the fan. Hello, Cordell.
Hey, guys. You were talking about predictions earlier. One of the local guys actually made a prediction that was comparable to Donnie's. I don't know if you saw it.
I don't know if I did.
Somebody had said Kenny Pickett would be the next Joe Montana. I think that's pretty close to Donnie's perfect score prediction.
I think you said it wrong. That person meant Joe Montana. I don't know if you remember
famed
him. Joe Montana.
Somebody also said that when Pickett got in the Super Bowl last year, he looked in the other end zone and he said, "Hey, isn't that John Candy?"
Forgot about that line.
Thank you.
I give him credit. Now, if you're going to call in and troll and you make it obviously good-natured, we like that. We do.
I think all forms of trolling are fine.
I like that style the best, but yes, you're right. Just getting us fired up is fun. By the way,
isn't Joe Montana a line in Waterboy, Donnie?
I think it is. Yeah, there's also Lawrence Taylor, the cut-in of him, which brings me to my next point, kids. don't smoke crack.
Wasn't it just the anniversary of the Bayou Bowl the other day? You want to talk about
the
epic
Bourbon Bowl.
You want to talk about epic comebacks? What was the score of that game?
Oh, 27-0 because Vicky Valancourt.
Oh boy!
Famously told Lynn Swann on the sideline that the Mud Dogs were going to win 30-27.
You know, one doesn't get enough praise is the catch on that last. There's the throw on that last play. It really lays it out there, and then the catch. I mean, it's great.
Oh, I mean, and Sandler stood there for about 5 minutes. I mean, the pass blocking was just superb. He stood there. He's looking around. He's looking over at Vicky, and then Guy Grenois just makes a great diving grab.
I forgot that was his name.
I've only seen that movie one time.
Really?
Yes. And I don't know why, but the one like line in that movie that has stuck with me for all those years is when didn't the professor like Colonel Sanders say medulla?
Medulla oblongata. He's got a problem with his. Looks like he's got a problem with his medulla oblongata.
But what was even the point of that scene? I don't even.
Wasn't he talking about how the crocodile brain is so small or something, or the alligator brain is so small?
Yeah.
And why did they include that scene in the movie? What was the whole
point of
that?
That was like the first class that Bobby was taking. Okay.
And he gets mad and, kills the professor.
Yeah, I mean, Colonel Sanders is asking these questions. Bobby's raising his hand. He's saying ridiculous things that his mom just made up. Like alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth but no toothbrush.
The girl who played Vicky Valancourt, Firuza Balk. Interesting vibe and kind of whole general.
Totally agree. I was
demeanor around her.
I liked it. All right. Cam Hayward says the Steelers are playing with house money from here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Run out.
A lot of gratitude for the journey. You know, every season is different, has its challenges, adversity. We haven't made it easy on ourselves. Really the second, really all season, I guess. But I'm proud of our guys. You know, quasi two-minute drive at the end of the first half. Through the second half, we played really good ball on offense. So I'm proud of the way that we responded multiple times after they took a lead. And it just takes a little belief at this point in the season. There's 14 teams that'll be left. 18 will be playing their offseason. It's good to be a part of the 14 after so many years. You know, 22 we lost in the last game to make the playoffs. 23 I was out. 24 we were terrible. So it's nice to be back in this position.
Fan Outline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All it takes is a little belief. And Aaron Rodgers went on to say that the belief this team has, especially on offense now, is exponentially higher now that they won this game. And they're going to get DK Metcalf back. And it's interesting. Steelers won 3 games in a row. Then they lost to Cleveland. And a lot of Tomlin detractors said, shame on you guys for falling for that 3-game winning streak. Well, now they win 1 game at home against Baltimore, and I turn the station on, and you hear it again, the positivity, the optimism, which is cool. But all it took was one. All it took was Baltimore, an 8-8 team, winning that game for Steelers fans to say, hey, look out. Houston's got problems offensively. They've never won a road playoff game before.
The Steelers are 22-3 at home on Monday night.
Denver's not that good.
The best two teams are probably playing each other in the first round, Jacksonville, Buffalo.
You know, I still don't have high hopes for the playoffs. I still have to see it to believe it. I need to see them win before I think it can happen. But I also don't want that to be my feeling on Monday after watching that game last night. I don't want my body and mind and soul and heart to be like, well, that was fun. Now I got a brace for the ass kicking. I might as well ice down my ass to make sure that the belt or switch that I'm going to get for the 3 hours Monday night doesn't hurt as much. Let me numb that pain. I'm not there yet. I'm not ready
to. Isn't the whole, you're pissed after they lost to the Browns and then they win a thriller, even if it's against a team that finishes 8-9 as a result? Isn't that the entire point and nature of being a fan? Is that you're going to react week to week because that is literally how the league is structured? I understand that we take, it's like a good episodic TV show, right? Like a weekly TV show. There's going to be individual stuff happening that's contained within an episode, right? That's part of a larger story arc. Mm-hmm. You would agree? Like, you guys love The Sopranos. I never watched it, but most shows follow this. Good ones. There are little things that happen week to week, and then there are big arcs, I would assume. That's what an NFL season is. Why? I don't love the idea of fan policing really at all. And I know I'm guilty of doing this sometimes, I guess, where I'm still pessimistic after a win because they didn't win the way I wanted to. You won the division in a winner-go-home game. You won it in thrilling fashion. You actually showed you could explode for points when you needed to. I'm not going to be that guy. And I'm also going to say positively here, you have that Rodgers clip, man. You know what I was thinking of while you were playing it to start the segment? One of the big differences between this and last year is not just that he is a better player than Russell Wilson was last year at the end of the day.
Yep.
The leadership and the authenticity there just, I think, absolutely rubs off on teammates where they're saying to themselves, okay, this guy actually talks to us like an adult and believes. What would Wilson have said after he lost to the Browns? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's fine. You know?
Well, he would have never done what...
He couldn't have even admitted what Rodgers said, which is like, yeah, we've played like crap sometimes this year. He could never just say things aren't great.
He would not have done what Rodgers did after the Bills game, which was pretty much air out guys publicly for the practices they had that sucked, for running the wrong routes, for not showing up to film session. He would have never said, you know what? I don't like what I see here.
He would have just
I'm not
going to
call guys out by names, yeah, but I'm going to challenge people and use this media opportunity or pulpit to do that. Rodgers would have, you're right, Wilson would have just been like...
It would have been sunshine and rainbows at all times. It
when they
was.
Lost to Cincinnati in week 18 last year, and Cam Hayward is as sick as a dog. He's walking off the field with him and says, now we got to win out. And Cam's like, ugh, yeah, you're right.
No, he's just watched Russ kind of crap away a chance to win the game at the end, and Russ is in his face. Come on, let's win four. Let's win four. By the way, Russ allegedly, if you believe him, hit a grade 2 hamstring tear for 16 weeks of the season this year, Pony.
Hmm.
So he's trying to give the Giants a nice parting gift of a turd in a bag in the form of a possible grievance or investigation by disclosing now that he was hurt all year.
Let's talk to Vince. He's on the fan. Hello, Vince.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Hey, man.
Regarding the Father Max blessing the end zone, now follow me here. Okay, now priests have the practice of administering last rites to a victim, a person that they're.
Yeah, it's anointing of the sick. That's a sacrament. Extreme right. Unction, if you want to get technical and old school.
Right. So how about this? Call this one the last wide rite.
R-I-T-E.
Well, R-I-G-H-T has a wide right.
Yes, we got it.
Wide right.
Yeah. I think I would spell it R-I-T-E, Pony, to go last rights for the bit.
I think it's creative. I think that it might take too much explaining, though.
The problem, yes, these got to be catchy. Most people seem to like immaculate protection, immaculate rejection. Catholic crosswind continues to pick up steam. The Saunders, Alan Saunders of Saunders Umbrella fame likes that one.
Who else likes it besides him?
I've just seen it.
Does he like it because he came up with it
himself? No, I don't think he did. I don't think he did come up with it. Oh. I think that's the one he's just throwing his support behind.
Starch is next. Hello, Starch.
Hey, guys. First of all, I want to correct something. I know you keep calling them the Ravens, but if you look it up on the internet, a raven is a bird that would eat almost anything and is often found in landfills eating garbage. So they're basically a flying rat, which is why me and all my friends call them the rat birds. So
thank you.
First time hearing it.
Yeah, feel free to use that. Okay. Also, I was running errands for the warden, and I heard you, Pony, I think, was talking about the quarterback situation with Malik Willis.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to go back to that. Why can't we ride with the three guys we have in-house next year?
Well, I don't think I think you can. I don't think that that would really have you set up for anything more than allowing for Rodgers to play probably the entire season, and then you're going back into free agency or the draft trying to find somebody entirely new to be your quarterback for 2027.
I agree, and I'm just not sure there's anything wrong with that, because it just seems like these quarterback classes – they're always highly rated at the beginning, and then it just seems like at the end you're like, man, I don't know if I want any of these guys.
True. So, I mean, some of them are like that. The one 2 years ago had a bunch of good guys in
it. Well, if Moore stays in college for one more year at Oregon, it's going to be him. It's going to be Arch Manning, who, by the way, looks like suddenly the real deal in 27 coming out for his year. There's going to be a couple more people that I'm trying to think of some names that are currently eluding me, Pony, but it looks like a better class.
But if they run those three guys back, then I think a big subplot to next season is the development that Howard gets behind the scenes with them, in whether or not he's somebody that has any chance to be a quarterback. I will say, and I'm not predicting
would they get
either,
rid of Rudolph? I know he's got one more year. They can get out from under
I think
it.
He could be maybe their three.
He's going to just take a demotion.
If Howard progresses, he's going to get paid the same amount
How's
of money.
How are they going to know Howard's progressing? Well, they're a sixth-round pick.
No, they're going to give him the training camp snaps and the preseason snaps over Mason. What I was about to say is, what is encouraging, and I'm not predicting either one of these guys is going to go on to be NFL franchise quarterbacks. Two other late-round quarterbacks I thought played pretty decently at the end of the year here when given a chance.
I can guess
Riley Leonard yesterday against Houston. And I thought Quinn Ewers actually looked good. His last couple looked better than Tua for sure.
Well, Tua sucks.
And he didn't have Achan yesterday.
Tua stinks.
Right. So quarterbacks, moral of the story is there were some quarterbacks that had big college numbers in production who went late in last spring's draft who actually got a chance to play in looked better than day three throwaway picks.
Leonard's been, when he's been healthy, because he got hurt too earlier in the year, Leonard's been interesting. I still don't put a lot of stock in it. Like, Leonard played an interesting and good game. Ewers played a good game, Pony, but like, that's such small sample size to like project onto Will Howard is all I would say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress.
As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.